now, back to the Bob Morning Show, brought to you by DJ's Home Services. Total Country Bob FM.
It's the Bob Almanac today, Wednesday, September 4th, 248th day of the year. Let's dive right into it. No Almanac salutes here today.
No.
We had James Dearen yesterday.
Yeah, that was sad, but it was a good run. I think you said he was 88.
1833.
Oh, honey.
Yes, Fred?
Did you see the Sunday paper?
No, Fred, it hasn't come yet. Oh, Mr. Flintstone, here's your paper. Catch!
Yeah, so the first ever... Now, that's Arnold, obviously. The paper boy?
Yes.
From the Flintstones?
Yes.
I thought he was the first ever paper boy.
He wasn't?
He should have been.
I thought he was.
That's prehistoric times.
Yeah, right.
He had dinosaurs and the whole thing. I think that's before 1833.
Well, he wasn't a newspaper guy. He wasn't a news rock.
He was a paper boy.
A slab.
Yeah, but they still called it, though. He still called it the Sunday paper.
Right.
That's what Fred Flintstone called it, even though it was made out of a slab of granite or whatever it was. It looked... I would prefer to use maybe sandstone. It'd be easier probably to do all the chiseling of the Daily News. So 10-year-old Barney Flaherty of New York became the first paper boy on this date. He earned the job by answering an advertisement in the New York Sun, 1833.
You probably were never a paper boy. You were out in the country.
I've lived in city areas. I mean, there was never a boy on a bike.
Yeah, see, I was.
That I know of, and that's what you did.
Uh-huh.
There was that one time that I caught my neighbors. I was living in an apartment. I caught my neighbor. Did I ever tell you the story? I'm sure I have.
You did, yes.
The story about how I set a trap
for
the neighbor who was stealing my Star Tribune, which, of course, is the Minnesota Star Tribune now.
Correct.
I hope you've heard that.
I have.
How I set up a little chain and some fishing line, and I brought it in, doctored it up, put a little trap on there so I would know, and then taped the fishing line on the bottom, put it back out in front of my... It was the day that I stayed home from work, and I put it down on the floor right outside my door, and lo and behold, a little later that morning, ding-a-ling-a-ling, because I had tied some decorative chain on there. And I went right out the door, and I caught him going into his apartment.
I hope you gave him the what for.
Well, I said, I gotcha. Don't do it again. Guess what? They didn't do it again.
Good for you.
Yeah, that's how you get things done. Take things into your own hands.
Yeah, that was a wise choice.
I don't take him to court, like they said, what's his name? Doug Llewellyn.
Right.
You don't take matters into your own hands. I took matters into my own hands there. He didn't want any piece of me. I'm pretty sure the way he ran away.
Right.
1888 here this date.
Remember, will you remember the times of your life?
Kodak film for the times of your life.
The lovely Vicky Carr singing the Paul Anka song. That's why that song is just so ingrained in my head, and I like it so much, is because it was used in the 70s as the song for Kodak,
mm-hmm.
along with being a hit for Paul Anka.
Right.
So Kodak, the name Kodak, was registered to George Eastman on this date, and our patent of the day is Eastman's first handheld roll film camera. He received that patent on this date as well, so he copyrighted the name Kodak, which means nothing. They just made it up. They thought it sounded good for the trademark. They needed like five letters, and they just randomly picked some, and Kodak is it. They thought it'd be something people would remember.
And it worked.
1957, this didn't work.
They'll know you've arrived when you drive up in the 1958 Edsel. The car that's truly new, from nameplate to taillights. New from the front.
Yeah, the front grill looked like it was a bedpan. Looks like our soccer stadium. The first Ford Edsel was introduced to the public months of secrecy. There were 27 items not included on any other car. Maybe they should have scaled that back a little bit. They might have went too much with some of the new stuff. I mean, there was some, a lot of forward thinking.
There was.
With cruise control, electric door locks, four headlights.
Mm-hmm.
But there are other things, the push button. People just weren't ready for push button transmission.
No.
Now I've got a truck that's got a dial.
Right.
You know, the Rams have that. I don't know if any other vehicles have done that. It took a while to get used to that. But Edsel program lasted like about 2 years.
Right.
Poor Edsel.
Yeah, you know, like you say, I think they just bit off too much, but there were some great options that we still use today.
And it totally ruined the name Edsel, because that was, one of the Ford kids was Edsel.
Yeah.
And nobody was named Edsel after that.
No.
That's like nobody's been named Enron.
No.
Since the fall of Enron.
Right, it's unfortunate.
Or other product. Give me another product that failed miserably, Neil. We don't name kids that name anymore, Neil. You got any ideas?
I don't.
Anything? Jarts.
Jarts.
Nobody names their kid Lawn Jarts anymore.
No, it's unfortunate.
Yes.
So, and we might hear another Ford reference.
Possible. This date in 72.
A fortune in fabulous prizes may go to these people today if they know when the price is right. Sandy Flournoy, stand up.
Stand up.
Paul,
she doesn't
Levine,
know what to do, so
up.
That's why he came up with the
come on down.
Honey Gunnell,
let's listen
stand
to the whole
up.
Thing here. This is the first episode of The Price
Myra
is Right.
Carter, stand up.
I should say The New Price is Right.
And all four of you, come on down. You're
there
the
you
first
go.
Contestants on The New Price is Right.
So they kind of sorted out the confusion there eventually with Johnny Olson. They just had them all come. They came down when he announced their name.
Price is Right, Bob Barker.
Yeah, The New Price is Right debuted. It had been a show, I think, in the 50s.
Neil. That could be. Yes, I think that's right.
That could be. There was. Yes. There actually was a Price is Right before this. That's why they had to call it The New Price is Right. I just can't remember if it was late 50s, early 60s. And then Bob Barker came in, who, of course, had all kinds of success. He was for decades on, going back to the 50s, I think, on Truth or Consequences.
Right.
And then here he is on The Price is Right, and it was a marriage made in heaven, the longest running game shows.
Just think how many game shows he hosted.
How many prizes he gave
in his career.
How many new cars with California Mission and rack and pinion steering did he give away?
Uh-huh.
And how many times did Johnny Olson have to say California Mission and rack and pinion steering? Huh?
A lot.
So that was 1972 up to 91.
Surgeons here say they just about finished repairs on Dottie West's badly damaged liver this morning when her heart stopped under the strain of surgery and repeated blood transfusions.
We felt that we had about a 25% chance of getting a survivor today, about a 75% mortality. If you look at it in terms of the injuries, we got 75% of the injuries fixed and we got burned on the last one.
Yeah, it wasn't really a good prognosis going in, obviously, with Dottie West. We had reported on it last week when she had her accident, and this was the date that she died at just the age of 58. Severe liver damage among those interior injuries that she had after that car crash.
That's sad.
1991. She could have continued to do songs and performing, obviously, well into the 90s. 1993, we got somebody else to remember today.
Thank you, boss. Thank you. Thank you, everybody on the island. It's beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome, my friend.
Yes, gave him a step stool, something that Tattoo had wanted. No,
yes.
That was the episode where he gave, Mr. Rourke gave Tattoo a miniature, like a go-kart, but it was a miniature version of Mr. Rourke's car.
Oh.
You know, the red car?
Yes,
the red and white striped canopy.
With the rich Corinthian leather.
Corinthian leather. Although the one he gave to Tattoo, that was just cheap imitation leather.
Yes, it was really,
pleather.
Yeah.
It was Corinthian pleather. So Hervé Villechaize.
Good enough for Tattoo.
Yes, Hervé Villechaize.
Yes.
Died this date at the age of 50.
Of course, he was Knick-Knack in the Bond Man with a Golden Gun.
Well, you call him that because he fits on a shelf.
That's right.
Right? Yes. So that was...
And he needs to be dusted every now and then.
And other radio shows would just play... The plane to plane, not
right,
us.
No,
not us. We went with that. I think that was another episode where Bob Denver was on. You know, Bob Denver was on Fantasy Island almost as much as he was on his own island.
Guy had a thing for islands.
In fact, yeah, he was only on shows with islands. He was on Wonder Woman, Paradise Island.
You know what his favorite drink was?
Reality show, Temptation Island, Long Island Tea.
Of course.
I believe he's in the video for Thunder Island. Jay Ferguson.
Jay Ferguson.
He's the one who, with his dress undone, that was Bob Denver. It was.
He was probably in the video for Islands in the Stream.
1993.
And the ground ball to short. Bellardi. He did it. He did it. No hitter for Jim Abbott.
Oh, nice.
The man was missing a hand.
Yes.
And he throws a no-hitter.
Guy had a live left arm, I'll tell you that.
For the New York Yankees, this state.
That was awesome.
1993. Let's jump up a couple of years. 95.
From the land of 10,000 lakes, Minneapolis, Minnesota, the Mall of America, the only building big enough to hold the debut edition of WCW Monday Nitro. We are coming to you live here on
America hosted the first ever edition of WCW Monday Nitro.
I didn't know that.
On TNT, it was an opportunity for WCW to kind of take a bite out of the WWF, and boy, did they ever. In fact, they were using it as, because they had just brought Hulk Hogan over to WCW, they were using it primarily as a way to promote. And I'd forgotten about this. Hulk Hogan had a restaurant at Mall of America.
Oh, that's right.
Called Pasta Mania.
I forgot about
Pasta
that as well.
Pasta Mania's running wild. What you gonna do, brother, when Pasta Mania's running wild on you? I don't know. Maybe twirl it around a fork and do that.
Yeah,
that's Pasta Mania. So that's what they were talking about that night. But they did have the first ever Nitro. And the Monday Night Wars then in professional wrestling were
on.
And, of course, WCW there for a couple of years actually won the wars. 2002.
The winner of American Idol 2002 is... Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson beat Sideshow Bob.
Ooh.
Or Sideshow Bob looking guy for the first ever American Idol championship. And Kelly's still doing stuff today. That really skyrocketed her career. She had a lot of music success. Now she's got her own talk show.
She did well.
Indeed. Kelly Clarkson. Oh, Kelly Clarkson. Mm-hmm. You know what that calls for this here. Talk amongst yourself, Neil.
Oh, Kelly Clarkson. I don't know what.
You don't know what
I don't know. Oh, Kelly Clarkson!
Oh, that. Okay.
No, Kelly Clarkson!
Don't you love that?
I do.
I'm surprised you didn't know that that's where I was going.
I forgot about
but
it.
But I do appreciate you not
giving it.
I think I've
I didn't give it
you.
Away.
You
yeah.
don't give it away. That's right. Probably the best thing there. And then 2018.
In August 2005, one of the four remaining pairs of ruby slippers was stolen from here, the Judy Garland Museum in Grand Rapids, Minnesota. For 13 years, replicas sat in their place. The missing size 5.5s became the Area 51 of footwear. Conspiracies and false sightings abounded.
Everything from they are nailed to a wall in a roadside diner in Missouri to I was with my boyfriend when he threw them into a water-filled iron ore pit.
The slippers, it seemed, had slipped away for good. Until today.
Yeah, until today. This was the day the ruby slippers that were stolen from the Judy Garland Museum in Grand Rapids resurfaced. The FBI announced they had found them. They showed them off. Were these the ones that were stolen because the one guy thought he stole them because he thought they were real rubies?
I think so. Size 5.5. Shit, small feet.
Very small feet back in the day. Well, you know, it was the 1930s, Neil.
Correct.
Everybody had smaller feet back then, unless you're that, what was the big, Ludlow?
William Ludlow.
Yeah, the big guy. All right, birthdays now.
I'm going to wash that man right out of my hair. I'm going to wash that man right out of my hair. I'm going to wash that man right
Mitzi out of Gaynor.
My hair. And send him on his way.
No get relation the to the disco queen.
That man right Gloria out of my
Gloria Gaynor.
I'm
This song almost
that guy get into her hair.
This song almost as iconic as Gloria Gaynor's song, "I'm Gonna Survive." This is Washington. Now, this song here was written by Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Okay.
And they made a lot of money on that because then they used that for shampoo.
Right.
That was a shampoo commercial. Of course, originally for originally for the movie and the musical South Pacific. There's Mitzi Gaynor singing it in the movie. She's 93 today.
That ball hit deep. Way back. Wells at the ball. Looks up. You can put it on the board. Yes.
Can the Hawk Harrelson. Kind of annoying if you're watching the Twins play the White Sox. If you watch like the WGN feed. Back in the day.
Right.
He and Ken Herbeck got into it, remember?
Yes. Yeah.
He told Ken Herbeck to grab some bench, and Kent didn't like that. He got back to him.
Yes.
That he had told him to grab some bench.
Right.
So Ken.
I wasn't a fan. I liked him as a player.
Sure.
But and his story, and he was
you
a good
can put
athlete.
It on the board.
Because he was, a professional like golfer, too.
Might as well have
he
been.
Was a, he was a multi-sport guy.
Ken, the Hawk Harrelson, White Sox announcer, player, the whole deal there. Happy birthday, 83.
This is the story of two sisters, Jessica Tate and Mary Campbell. These are the Tates. And these are the Campbells.
And what is this?
And this is soap.
Yes, it is.
Mm, it sure is.
Too much subject matter. I guess I didn't get a chance to watch that show when I was young.
Probably
I had
not.
To wait till
your
I was older or sneak that. It. Three's Company was fine, but this was a little even more adult than I could take. But Jennifer Salt, the actress who played one of the Tates, she was Eunice Tate. She's 80 today. She was also in a made-for-TV movie that I loved as a kid. It was scary. It's called Gargoyles.
Oh, okay.
Made-for-TV movie. These green creatures, the Gargoyles. She was in
it's
that
one of my
well.
Favorite Johnny Quest episodes.
Certainly. Well, gargoyles are always fun. Yes. We need more. This world needs more gargoyles.
Right.
Not enough buildings are built with
gargoyles on top.
Yes. Yeah. Hanging.
Lining.
And they're basically watching is what they're doing.
They are.
Looks good.
Done.
Looks good. Do you believe it? Do you believe
what
it?
What can you say? Tom Watson pitching into the hole for a birdie has taken the lead in the U.S. Open.
That looks like that's the one at Pebble Creek, I think, in 80, or Pebble Creek, Pebble Beach.
Yes.
Back in 1982. Nice little chip in out of the very tall rough to beat Jack Nicklaus, Tom Watson, one of his eight major championships.
A couple of great golfers.
Tom Watson. Ray Floyd didn't make the cut because he only had four major. We can't do everybody,
only
of course.
Four.
He only had four. Tom Watson had eight. He wins the battle. He's 75.
Tom Watson was fun to watch.
He's a good guy.
Hi there. Washington, Freddie, boom boom, Washington. What's the boom boom for?
Boom boom boom.
I get it. You play the bass.
No, man, I just like to be doing this.
Yeah, he was. He's one of the sweat hogs, Mr. Cartier.
I liked him a lot.
That's Lawrence Hilton Jacobs, Freddie Boom Boom Washington. Believe it or not, is 71. Another funny guy.
All right, what y'all want me to do first?
Oh, wow! Y'all do a Cynic Sound Dance for us.
Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah. Degrading myself, huh? I don't think so. Homie, don't play that.
Homie, don't play that. Great catchphrase from Damon Wayans, one of the Wayans brothers.
One of the Wayans boys.
He's Homie D. Clown in Living Color, one of the many characters he did. 64. Let's hear from Bender today.
We'll never find this place. Robots are very good at keeping secrets.
No, we're not, you little bedwetter. I'm sorry.
John DiMaggio, he was the voice. He has a lot of voices, and the one that I know most and best is the robot Bender on Futurama. He's 56 today.
California lionfish.
It's perfect. I must have it.
Sadly, sir, you can't.
What do you mean, can't?
It's illegal, sir. This fish is protected by the great state of California.
Give me a...
Aware of my...
So, if you watch New Girl, his was Schmidt. It was a great show. The guy played Schmidt, Max Greenfield,
right?
Probably the funniest guy on the show, 45 today. And then this lady,
Talent,
yeah. Are you familiar with Beyonce?
Very, very much so. She was in one of the Austin Power movies, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was Foxy Cleopatra.
Yeah.
She's still married. What rapper is she married to? Was it
Nick something?
Not Nick Cannon.
Oh, was it?
No, you're thinking of Nick Fury. Mariah Carey.
Oh, I am thinking of Mariah Carey. Yeah, there you go. That sounds right.
So, 43 for Beyonce.
I thought Beyonce and Mariah Carey were the same person. That's my bad. I got to get more hip.
No, you don't. We love you as you are. We love your unhipness.
At this point, it's not going to happen.
I wouldn't have half my material.
Well, that's so true. Gone but not forgotten today, Jim, our former First Lady of the day. We're sad to say she only has two names, Sarah Polk. We like the 4, 5, 6 named former First Ladies, of course. 1803, married to James K. Polk of... course. Henry
Ford. A lot of counties named after James Polk.
That is true,
there are a lot
too.
Of Polkers. One in Iowa, one in Minnesota. Right. I think he's top 10 as far as presidents that have counties named after him. And what did he do? Did he do anything to warrant that? There are no counties named after you.
I don't know that he really did. Henry Ford II, he was the head of Ford Motor Company. Was it his kid who was Edsel? I think it was. He was president of the company for 34 years.
The math
beginning
works
in
out.
1945. And kind of credited with reviving the company, but then tearing it back down, thanks to the Edsel. Born
but
on
then
this
they
day,
saved it again.
Now, they did.
They saved it with the Taurus.
They did. Yes, they did. And I loved my Ford Taurus. 1917, one of our favorite announcers. He was a longtime radio, well, he's a Hall of Famer, the great Paul Harvey.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news. Paul Harvey. Good day.
One more.
And now you know the rest of the story.
Oh, I love those, the rest of the stories. Aren't those fun?
Oh, they're fantastic.
Radio vignettes and, of course, the 15-minute newscast that he did with Page 2, Page 3. The rest of the story is Paul Harvey right there, a Peabody Award-winning Paul Harvey, born on this day, 1918. He's a... what was known as much behind the scenes by the the industry insiders, but for us, he'll always be Ernest T. Bass from the Andy Griffith Show, Howard Morris, 1919.
Ernest T. Bass, you come in here.
Howdy do to you and you. It's Ernest T.
Ernest T., how many times I have to tell you, you can't go around breaking windows. It's against the law.
Let's talk him off. Come on. Let go of me. Sheriff, tell him to take his hand.
The guy was a terrorist.
He was.
He was
really
terrorizing
was.
Mayberry.
Right. The window glass providers liked him because he was good for business.
He should have been in Gitmo.
But he was an original cast member on your show of shows. I mean... the guy was really a comedic genius, actor, director, writer. Howard Morris, born on this day, 1919. And for us, he'll always be the first Darren on Bewitched, Dick York, 1928.
Darren, let me hear it out. Your mother put a spell on me this morning. Now, where is the old hag?
Darren, that is no way to refer to my mother.
I know, but I'm trying to be polite.
I have no idea where she is.
You know, I think
where
you had to be
the old egg?
If you were going to be if you were going to play Darren, you had to be a dick.
Evidently,
Dick York, Dick Sargent.
Yes.
You know, had they continued the show, Dick Nixon,
right.
Dick Deacon,
right? Dick Deacon would have been excellent.
Dick Hauser,
he would have really, yes, he would have really outfunded his coverage with us,
right?
With
Elizabeth Montgomery.
Yes. Bewitched, there, Dick York. He died of emphysema at a young age, sadly, and they brought in another. Dick to play the husband there. He was born on this day, 1928. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
The second one was Dick Sargent.
Yes.
And I liked them both. They were both good.
I did too.
Both did a nice job. Would you like to start a Bob-a-thon? And don't forget, come to Sundance Entertainment Center today in Maple Grove for the All Request Lunch Hour. Quick little plug there.
I'm gonna.
George Strait, All My Exes Live in Texas. Merle Haggard, The Fight Inside of Me. Mm-hmm. Or Martina McBride, Taking Solace. And is safe in the arms of love.
I think we will go ladies first today.
WQPM Princeton, WLKX Forest Lake, KDDG Albany, KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud, KDGY Faribault, KLCI Elk River, KLC.